This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
We are joined by Brett Austin and Murray Hood, but more importantly, together, we are joined by the Oxford Hustlers. Hello, boys.
G'day.
Hey, how you going?
This is amazing. You guys are just, you know, it might not be the
They're
most...
half our radio station.
They are half our radio station, I have to say. You're not prolific in your production, but you are definitely quality, I would suggest, as a remix
producer. Thank you.
Now, you guys haven't actually been particularly active as a duo recently, yeah? So you're sort of reforming for a Mardi Gras festival.
Yeah, the bands got back together recently.
You didn't hate each other for a while. There was no fighting, was there?
No. Hate each other.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's a creative tension.
That's it.
So you've both been DJing around Sydney and Australia for a long time. Murray, how long have you been DJing?
About 15 years.
15 years. And Brett?
And this will be my 8th year.
8 years?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you first pull the Oxford Hustlers together?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember where it was, and it was at a Spanish tapas restaurant in Paddington. And obviously, you know, it probably involved lots of sangria. And we're like, yeah, what do we call it? We're on Oxford Street.
Yep.
We hustle around a bit. I can't remember the...
Yeah, lots of alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It made so much sense at the time.
Yeah.
it just stuck.
Yeah, and so was it about gigging together at first? Was that what it was more about? Or was
no,
it
not
about
at all.
Producing?
It was production.
Yeah.
Straight away, we went into the studio. We had a mate over in New York, Peter McLean, I think it was.
From D1, yeah.
With our first remix.
That was Kimberly Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I have to say that, and I need to. I actually need to remind people a little bit because and these are all songs that are still currently on the Joy weekday playlist.
Oh, yeah.
So there's Christina Aguilera's Your Body.
Yeah.
The Oxford Hustlers remix. There's Paulini's Heartbreak Is Over.
Yeah.
There's The Saturdays. Whoa. My Heart Takes Over.
One of the greatest remixes of all time.
And then of course there's Guy Sebastian's Don't Worry, Be Happy as well. And then not a remix, a full, you did a cover, a remake of Love You More with Catherine Ellis, which is just an amazing track. It's like, when we talk about uplifting, you guys nail it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, cool, thank you.
One of the things I never got to ask you at the time, Guy Sebastian's Don't Worry, Be Happy. When that single came out, I hated it. I hated the original single. I thought it was the worst song ever. When you guys remixed it, you completely rebuilt the song.
That was the challenge. Like, we were throwing this track that was, you know, happy-go-lucky type, you know, and we're like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do with this? It was a challenge.
Yeah.
Great challenge. And then, you know, we worked it and turned it into something a bit more gay-friendly. And there we go.
And upbeat, a bit more energetic.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, but you did. You turned choruses around and you changed the main verses around and everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which is no mean feat. I mean, you know, I'm guessing, how did you actually decide that that was what you're going to do with a song like that?
I don't know, it just falls into place, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, test things out.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you can knock something together in half a day or a day, or sometimes it's weeks, and they just they develop organically or they don't work at all. And that was one that just,
I think that was a 2-day remix, right?
Yeah.
Turnaround. So,
wow.
Yeah. And quite often the labels come to you and they're like, we need this yesterday. So,
yeah.
Down to the grindstone.
Yeah, with a huge budget of zero.
Yeah.
Sounds like a record company.
Mr. Aganar.
Yeah. Well, another song that it ended up not being a hit, although I have to say that if they'd released your remix, it would have been a hit, I reckon. That's my personal opinion. Another song you really transformed was Christina Aguilera's Your Body. I mean, just turned it around.
Yeah.
Again, how did you come to that?
Funny story. Funny story. So we submitted a remix for another artist, and unfortunately didn't get accepted.
Yeah.
These things happen in the business quite a bit. And rather than let the production go to waste, we reapplied it to Christina Aguilera, and it was an even more perfect fit. So That one was another 2-day turnaround. It was just like, it just fell together like magic. So, yeah.
That one, it was a little bit of luck. It just all fell together. Like, initially, we were gutted that, you know, the initial remix didn't get accepted because it was quite a big pop artist that we were very happy with. But then if that didn't happen, we wouldn't have fallen into this Christina offer that came through. It just worked perfectly.
Yeah.
It was absolute match made in heaven.
So when you get remixes like this, and whether they're accepted or not, do you actually ever hear what the artists think of the remixes? Do you ever get that feedback?
No, very rarely.
No. Can I tell you, anyone that says blah blah blahs, had to listen to my remix, they've approved my remix, it doesn't happen. It's all through the label.
But it must be a huge thrill when you, like, if a single or a remix single comes out and you're included in those.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you remember what the first time that happened?
With a big artist?
Yeah.
Or who would that have been?
Crikey, who would it have
been? It may have been Jason Derulo.
No. I think it could have been the Saturday. Yeah, it was the Saturday.
That was the first big.
And that was a big hit as well. People who were buying the song would have been looking at the remix singles as well, and probably buying them as well.
And we only play the remix.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you doing anything together production-wise at the moment?
We have some plans coming up.
Yeah?
So, yes. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. You can't give me any more than that?
No, nothing.
All right.
You'll just have to come to the party to hear.
Oh, so we're going to get some previews in your sets?
Potentially.
Oh, all right. So
you'll be the first to get a copy.
All right. So, have you done any gigs around Mardi Gras prior to today, as the Oxford Hustlers?
Not as
all right.
No.
So, you're actually opening the RHI at Mardi Gras tomorrow night.
They've got the keys.
You're opening the gates. And what do you expect? I'm assuming there'll be quite a few Oxford Hustler standards in there.
Yeah, it'll be upbeat. There'll be songs that people are familiar, they would expect from us, maybe not as how they've heard them before.
Mm-hmm. So you're reworking a few of them and giving them a bit of a tweak?
We've been doing a bit of work, yeah.
Yeah?
Just upbeat, it'll be fun. It'll be exactly what people want to hear when they're coming into the party.
Mm. Now, Brett, I did see on Facebook that you're having to... you're not having to. All of your friends are going, oh, my God, we have to be there at 10 because we can't miss the Oxford Hustlers
set.
That's
what we said.
Got to get there early.
That's pretty amazing, yeah?
Yeah.
I reckon you'd be pretty happy with that. Now, are you doing anything else other than the main party?
Oxford Hustlers-wise, no. Yeah, got a couple of gigs sprinkled out.
Yeah, what else are you doing, guys?
So we're both playing at Day Wash the Day After, but that's just solo.
Yep.
With regard to Oxford Hustlers, this is our solo gig.
Solo gig, the only reprise performance for the Oxford Hustlers at this time.
So Oxford Hustler fans have only got one option this weekend.
Absolutely, to be at Mardi Gras at 10 p.m. Yeah. All right, now... Murray, so you're playing Day Wash, and Brett, you're playing Day Wash as well.
Yes.
Different rooms.
Yes.
Different times.
Yes. Oh, I think so. I'm on at 3:30.
I'm on 6 till 7:30.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Yeah. So you can see each other's sets. I mean, that's pretty important.
And I can't wait to see Jolby's set for the first time. I've known Jolby for years. He was just on before us.
Yep.
Looking forward to seeing his set too, because throughout this whole weekend, we're not going to get to see him. So.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, because
that's right. You're the competitors.
No, we're not.
No, the actual party.
No.
No. Yeah, people, no, we all go way back.
Yeah, all right, cool.
How far?
Way, way back. Too long to admit.
What drives the Oxford Hustlers to get back together other than an annual event at Mardi Gras?
We got back together, I guess, a few months back, actually. We've had a couple of gigs now since. And it was, why not?
But what's the difference in the dynamic when you play together?
Oh, we definitely feed off each other.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So there's stuff that, like when Brett plays, he'll have his certain sound, I'll have my certain sound. When we get together, it's not so much that we bounce off each other. We keep each other in check as well.
Yeah. So how does it work when the both of you are doing it? Do you just like get to choose one track each, or do you just fight over the decks? Or
No, it's one track each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see whoever happens to be in front at the time
who's
picked that track.
Yeah.
When will we hear? When will I get a preview? Is what I'm saying of the next Oxford.
That was the royal week. Yeah, wasn't it?
It
was.
He means me. When am I going to get a preview of the next Oxford Hustlers?
In the coming months.
In the
coming months.
All right. What venues are you playing regularly, Murray?
Arc, Shift, Beresford, Stonewall. The main ones I'm doing at the moment.
Different nights or?
Yeah, Beresford obviously always on a Sunday, which is always immensely popular. Arc on a Friday, Stonewall on a Saturday. Shift is more ad hoc, but I've been doing a few parties there recently, the Babylon parties.
Okay. Oh, the Babylon, James Tobin's new parties.
Yes.
Yes, all right, yeah. Which have been going off, I hear. So
yeah, so we had one last night, which was good.
Yeah, cool. Brett, what are you doing around town regularly?
Yeah, mainly just Arc at the moment. So
what is it they call that room now? The Vortex, is it?
No, it's always been the Vortex.
It's always
been
the Vortex.
And then upstairs is the Arena.
Oh, that's what I mean.
I thought you said the Vortex.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Possibly. Boys, thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. It's been great to meet you guys in person. I mean it. I want to hear the previews first, because I think I've just proven here that, we're pretty much your biggest fan.
You've done your research.
I don't have to do my research. I'm playing the songs regularly. Hey, Brett, Austin, Murray Hood, you are the Oxford Hustlers. You are on at 10 p.m. on the Mardi Gras party tomorrow night. Thank you for joining us here on Joy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good luck with that set.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.